A former judge who received millions in kickbacks for sending children to for-profit detention centers had his sentence commuted by President Biden. Michael Conahan was one of two former judges convicted in the Kids for Cash scandal that took place from 2003 to 2008 and impacted 2,500 kids. Conahan pleaded guilty to racketeering conspiracy charges in 2011 and was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. He was released to home confinement in June 2020 after petitioning for compassionate release during the COVID-19 pandemic, saying he was in severe danger of contracting and dying from the virus. Conahan was convicted alongside Mark Chiavarella, who is still serving a 28-year sentence for honest services mail fraud charges. The pair received $2.1 million in kickbacks for sending kids to juvenile prisons with sentences that were disproportionate to their crimes. Conahan was one of 1,500 individuals released during the pandemic who had their sentences commuted by President Biden, who said they deserve a second chance. The White House said in a statement that they are people who were sentenced under outdated laws, policies, and practices. These Americans have been reunited with their families and shown their commitment to rehabilitation by securing employment and advancing their education. The mother of a young man who committed suicide in the midst of the scandal said she was shocked and hurt by the announcement. Conahan's actions destroyed families, including mine, and my son's death is a tragic reminder of the consequences of his abuse of power, Sandy Fonzo told Citizens Voice. This pardon feels like an injustice for all of us who still suffer. Right now, I am processing and doing the best I can to cope with the pain that this has brought back. In 2015, an attorney who wrote the checks to Conahan and Chiavarella entered into a $7.5 million settlement with the juvenile defendants imprisoned in the scandal.